much. He has traveled to many countries. Every year he travels, and also sometimes he goes twice to Baba's centers abroad. And a very yogi soul, been living in Madhuban for many, many years. And I requested him to give a class on charging the battery of the soul. So he'll give a class for 1 hour, and then I'm sure your battery will be fully charged by then. Om Shanti. Atam Prakash Bhai.
Om Shanti. How to charge the soul's battery through yoga? We are charging the soul's battery, but we must understand how really it works. Say, for example, in this tube there is a light. How this light is coming and how the light is reflecting. From the powerhouse, electric powerhouse, through the medium of electric wire, the electric current is passing, and that electric current is transferring in the form of light. In the same way, Baba is a spiritual powerhouse. Through the medium of wire of our intellect, and through the medium of thoughts, the energy, spiritual energy, is passing in the battery of a soul. Thought is a medium through which we are receiving energy and through which we are losing or using energy. That is why Baba used to say in Murli, keep chanting the mantra of Man Mana Bhava. Man is a mind. What is mind? Mind is just thinking power, thought power. When we are thinking about Baba, automatically we start receiving energy from Baba. But through the intellect, we are maintaining a link with Baba, connection with Baba. And when we are getting connection with Baba, mind start thinking about Baba, and we start receiving power from Baba automatically. If we watch the pattern of thoughts, which is creating in our mind throughout the day. Four type of the thoughts we are creating in our mind. First type of the thought is pure thought. Thought about Baba. Thought about divinity. Positive thoughts. Through that we are receiving energy. Only through that type of the thoughts we are receiving energy. You can say that pure thought. Second kind of thought. Thoughts for performing action. Throughout the day we are thinking lot about the action. For the self, for the others, for the sake of service. And through this thought, we are using little by little energy. Thoughts for performing action, through which we are using energy. We can call it necessary thought. Third type of the thought is negative thoughts. Thoughts related with negativity of the self, of the others, of the world, whatever it may be. Through that negative thoughts, we are destroying our energy a lot. We are losing so much energy. And fourth one, waste thoughts. Through which we are wasting so much energy. How do I know I am having waste thoughts or not? Example, glass of water is in front of me on the table. I am thirsty. I am having 8 thoughts about drinking water. Oh, I want to drink water. I want to drink water. But I am lazy. And when I am creating 9 thoughts in my mind, I want to drink water, and I start drinking water. What does it mean? I have 8 waste thoughts. Repeatedly, I was thinking and thinking only. That is called waste thought. That is why Baba had given the signal in this last season, stop waste. Because waste is a leakage through which we are losing so much energy. Only losing and losing energy. That's why anyhow we must stop this leakage of waste thoughts. How can I stop that? I want to stop. But how can I stop that? There are 3 yuktis for this. For checking stuff, waste thoughts, I must put the full stop here on my forehead. I am point of light. First of all, I just put the full stop here on the forehead of my body. I am point of light. Whoever is coming in front of me, I must put the full stop on the forehead of this person also. Instead of looking physical awareness, I must put the full stop. This is a point of light. This is a soul. Otherwise, I may have waste thoughts. Oh, what is the name of this sister? What she is doing? Where she is from? Not necessary. I must put the full stop on the forehead. We are the souls, children of one Father. That's it. Third yukti, full stop of drama. When something happen, very good or very bad, all of the sudden, there is a storm of waste thoughts in our mind, through which we are losing so much energy. We must put the full stop of drama. What is this? What is drama? Nothing and nothing. It is just repetition. Only and only repetition. Every cycle, this drama is repeating identically. Nothing is new. Automatically, I can stop waste thoughts. And next yukti, improve your churning power. You can transform waste thought in a best thought, useless thoughts in useful thoughts through the churning power. I want to charge the soul's battery fast. I don't have much time. What can I do? If you ask somebody, oh, how long you're charging, you're practicing yoga, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, but yet the battery is not charged. Why? So long time required for charging this battery. The battery of cell phone is charging in 1 or 2 hours. And this battery, it takes years and years. Why? Why? Huh? What is the reason? Huh? I earn $100 today, whole day, and I use that $100. There is no balance. No balance. I earn something, but I use that also. There is no saving. That is why we must check 3 aspects. How much is my earning? My earning must be maximum. How much is my spending? My spending must be minimum. And how much is my saving? Saving must be maximum. This is the time of only and only earning spiritual income. That is why I must earn lots of spiritual income. I must receive lots of powers from Baba, from the source. And And that is why Baba had given the signal. Now this is the time of having powerful yoga experience. This is the time of having not ordinary yoga, but really powerful yoga. Through that powerful yoga, only I can receive tremendous powers, lots of powers from Baba. And secondly, through that type of the thoughts, only I can burn my past sins. I can transform my old samskaras, hardened samskar. The need of this hour is having powerful meditation, powerful yoga. When we are sitting at Amrut Vela or in evening yoga, our yoga must be powerful. Must be powerful. After having yoga, I must have the feeling here. I receive lots of power. The battery of my soul is really charged, Lord. Baba used to say in Murli, "Oh, my sweet children, consider yourself as a soul and then remember me." There are three aspects of this Raj Yoga. Understanding ourselves, understanding the self properly, understanding Baba properly, and having connection with Baba properly. There are three aspects. But according to my experience, I would like to tell you one thing. If you really would like to improve your yoga, you must understand which is the eye of a soul. These are the eyes of this body. Which is the eye of a soul? We must understand very clearly. Which is the eye of a soul? If I would ask you two questions to you personally, what is your name?
Gita.
Have you seen Tower of Peace in Madhuban? Properly? Have you seen? Now you can visualize the image of Tower of Peace. Now? But you are looking at me. Okay. Could you tell me something about that? No. What are the specialities of that time, Tower of Peace? Something. How it looks. Something, okay, quick. Very tall. Okay. Shiva Baba is on the top. There is a canopy upstairs. There are four pillars. Okay. I asked two questions to this sister. Have you seen Tower of Peace? She was looking at me, but some power was visualizing the Tower of Peace. That is the eye of a soul, that is the eye of intellect. That is the visualization power of a soul. The visualization power of a soul is the eye of intellect. I asked second question, how it really looks? What are the speciality of Tower of Peace? And she was thinking and explaining me. Oh, Tower of Peace, so nice. Vibrations are very powerful. This and that. That was the mind. That was the thinking power of a soul. visualization power is a intellect and thinking power of a soul is a mind. If you would have clear understanding and clear analysis of these two powers, then yoga would be very easy for you. Intellect is a visualization power of a soul. Intellect is the eye of a soul. That is why the name of this yoga is intellect yoga. Clear? There are four functions of our intellect. Functions of intellect. First function. Intellect act as the eye of a soul. Secondly, intellect is a judgment power of a soul. Judge. Intellect act as a judge. Okay? And third aspect, intellect is a memory power of a soul. You are telling me the things of 10 years back, where do you collect that? Intellect, memory power. And fourth one is, intellect is the heart of a soul. This is the heart of body, but intellect is the heart of a soul. That is why in scripture they used to say that Kaurava, they were not having loveful intellect for God, but Pandavas, they were having loveful intellect for God. We are expressing our love through the heart, through the intellect. Very subtle things are there. But in yoga, mainly, we must use yoga as the eye of a soul. Okay? Subconscious mind, but in intellect. Yeah. Why? No, that is the visualization power of a soul. And as much we are understanding Baba's knowledge, the vision of the eye of intellect is becoming clear and clear and clear. We start visualizing very clearly our form, Baba's form, and we start having link with Baba, connection with Baba very clearly. Vision which must not be so clear then. My eyesight is not good. I would say like this. This is the eye of a soul. As much understanding, knowledge, that much clear vision we are getting. That's why every day Baba is giving us knowledge. For that purpose. Okay? Now, first aspect of this yoga is experiencing deep and powerful soul conscious stage. Deep and really powerful. Visualize here in the center of your forehead, who really am I? I am a tiny and shining point of divine light. Visualize clearly. And be in that state as long as you can. And experience that deep soul consciousness very clearly. Increasing depth of soul conscious stage means increasing the percentage of visualization. For instance, out of 100% consciousness, you are having 40% awareness on the soul. It means you have 60% awareness of your body in subtle form. Understand? We must practice and practice and practice, and we must increase the depth of soul consciousness. When Brahma Baba's stage was Karmatit, and somebody was going to meet Baba in Baba's cottage in Madhuban, anybody could feel Baba is in full soul conscious stage. He's not having awareness of his body at all. Anybody could feel. And start experiencing original qualities, seven qualities, one after another, then automatically the aura of the soul is becoming larger and larger and larger. Powerful soul consciousness means what? I am not only a soul, but I am Master Almighty Soul. I am powerful soul. When we are maintaining this type of the consciousness, we are receiving so much energy from the source, Baba. If we would have awareness that I am only a soul, ordinary soul, you can receive little energy, very little energy. That's why powerful soul consciousness. Understand? I am Master Almighty Soul. I am powerful soul. I am special soul. I am special actor. Increase the quality of experience of soul consciousness while sitting in a solitude. And on this world globe, Madhuban is the powerful place where you can get wonderful experiences in yoga. This is the place where you can fulfill your any desire in spiritual life, of having any experience. That's why you must take maximum benefit of each and every second. Okay? Second aspect, visualizing Baba very clearly in Peace Palace of Paramdham. Very clearly. I am a star, but I am not only a star, but I am a superstar, and he is a supreme star. I am a special actor in this unlimited drama, hero actor, superstar. Have that intoxication, experience soul consciousness with that intoxication for having powerful yoga. And Baba is a supreme star, extremely powerful star. And the form, the description of Baba's form is in the three words: Satyam, Sivam, Sundaram. Satyam means he is the ever truthful, he is the ocean of truth. That is why people used to say God is truth and truth is God. He is donating the power of truth to the entire worldly soul. He is an ocean of truth. Shivam means he is a world benefactor. Unlimited benefactor. constantly benefactor. He is always thinking positive, good things about each and every soul. That's that life of the generous heart he is having. In this world, somebody may have positive thinking about yourself, but for a short while, would be limitation. But he is having unlimited heart. And Sundaram means he is ever beautiful. No one is beautiful like him in this three world. He is the most beautiful being. Because the beauty is relative with the purity, and he is the ocean of purity. On all the souls there are black spots of impurities, and he is purifying the entire worldly soul. That's why visualize very clearly his beautiful form in soul world. Enjoy his beauty. He is a son of knowledge. Emotionally, Arjuna had said in Gita, the form of God is extremely powerful, thousands and thousand times powerful than this physical sun. When he was having the vision, he was explaining like this. It means he is really powerful, extremely powerful. His powers are always spreading in the three world, not in one world, but throughout the three world. Anybody can experience his powers while being in soul consciousness anywhere. Once Baba was delivering the Murli in History Hall, when Brahma Baba was there, Sri Baba entered in Brahma Baba's body, and small girl was in front of Baba. In Murli, she said, Baba, can I ask you one question? Okay, what is your question? Now, right now, you are here in Brahma Baba's body delivering the Murli. Does it mean Paramdham is empty now? Because you are here in Madhuban, in Brahma Baba's body. He may be anywhere, but his powers are always spreading throughout the three worlds. He can travel unlimited places because of the two reasons. He is not having the bondage of physical body. This is the one reason. And second, he is almighty authority. That's why he is the only have the capacity to perform unlimited actions at once. That is why we must visualize very clearly. Deep God consciousness means sit very close to Baba and visualize Baba's beautiful form very closely. How really Baba's form is.
But at the same time, he's not everywhere also. But his powers.
His powers are all over. Because he is the son of knowledge of the three worlds. This son is only son of one world, physical son. But he is the son of knowledge of three worlds.
How to improve, how to develop visualization power?
Just sit in solitude and keep on just visualizing Baba like a mad person, like a crazy person. As long as you can. No, visualization is depend on the understanding. Once you understand Baba's form, then automatically on that basis you can able to visualize Baba very clearly and easily. Yesterday what Baba has said, those souls remember me, they are moving in front of Baba's eyes. In the same way, in Paramdham, we must sit very close to Baba and we must visualize Baba's form deeply and powerful stage. Baba's form as a powerful form. By saying Baba, we make Baba ordinary. God, what is God? He is an almighty authority. He is the creator of the entire world. He is the highest on high. We must experience that almighty authority. Visualizing Baba's form clearly, understanding Baba's qualities, understanding Baba's efficiency, understanding Baba's power, understanding all round personality of Baba. And thirdly, as much we are understanding Baba, that much only our true heart is, true heartly love is transferring to us Baba. Only that much, as much we are understanding Baba. Understand what I mean? Our dadis, look at our dadis. They have tremendous love for Baba. That is why they are very close to Baba. We don't have anything. We are beggar. We don't have our own house also. This is a rented house. We borrow this. We rented this house from five elements and five vices. We don't have anything. Only and only we have little treasure of true heartly love. Only and only we have that much treasure of heartly love. And we must transfer that to us, Baba. But as much we are understanding, that much only we are transferring our true heartly love to us, Baba. I would like to share my love with only and only Baba. Not with any physical being, not only with any physical thing. Only with Baba, only and only with Baba. Why? I must have that realization, I must have that understanding. Why? I should transfer my love towards Baba. Five aspects are there. Write down. First aspect. Why I should share my love with only Baba and with not anybody else. First aspect, Baba's love is unlimited love, unconditional love, uncomplicated love. Secondly, Baba's love is only reliable love. Only reliable love. You cannot trust any human being. He only have reliable love. Third aspect. Baba's love is only purifying the souls. Human love is impurifying the soul. Only Baba's love is purifying the souls. And fourth aspect, Baba's love is imperishable love, unlimited love, gridless love. Human beings have the greed. But Baba is giving us wonderful sustenance. Giving, giving, giving. He is not expecting anything from us. Somebody asked, what is the difference in human being and God? In one sentence, tell me. The answer, he said, man gets and forgets. God gives and forgives. Man gets and forgets. You have given me that. Oh, I don't know. I forget. And God gives and forgives. And fifth aspect, fourth one, God's love is only impressible love, greedless love, unlimited love. Human love is limited. And fifth aspect, God's love is taking us holiest and highest place, Paramdham. And human being love is just making us wandering in this useless world. Guest house. Top quality souls are always living on top floor. That is the sign. If I am thinking I am a top quality soul, I must live there on top floor. This is guest house. That is why I really would like to share my true heartly love with Baba only. And love is really wonderful magnetic power. On that basis only you can experience combined stage with Baba, oneness with Baba. Baba is thousand and thousand miles away, but on the basis of love, you can experience combined with Baba. Oneness with Baba. This is a wonderful magnetic power, love. And on what basis our love is increasing? Attainments. As much we are receiving attainments, experiencing attainments from Baba, automatically on the other hand our love is increasing for Baba. Baba is the only in this world who can give us unlimited attainments, lots of treasures in this confluence age, and 21 birth kingdom is already insured. No one can steal that right. That is why I must have wonderful love for Baba. True heartly love towards Baba only. And when we are experiencing loveful stage, that loveful stage automatically transferring in a powerful stage. Automatically is transferring in a powerful stage. If I hold burning charcoal piece on my hand will burn. Because that is fire is there, hotness is there. In the same way, once I experience oneness with Baba, he is on one side ocean of love, but on the other hand, he is ocean of power also. That's why that loveful stage is transferring in a powerful stage. Automatically. Now let us have a wonderful experience for a few minutes. Okay, sit upright. I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a wonderful star I am a living star I am a radiant star, radiating divine light all around me and experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. I am a pure soul spreading the fragrance of purity all around me, experiencing blissful state. Oh, how fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, my incorporeal form, that is a point of divine light. The sparkling star is sparkling on my forehead. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards towards the soul world. Flying beyond this world globe, flying beyond the sun and moon and stars, I arrive at the angelic world. How beautiful is this world of angels. It is a world of infinite snow white bright divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel. how light and how beautiful is this dress of an angel. Oh, the emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, sweet Shiv Baba, is also present in him. My sweet Baba is giving me love field drishti through the eyes of Brahma Baba. I, the angel, getting lost in a ocean of love, getting lost in Baba's arm. I, the soul, is living the dress of an angel and flying upwards towards the sweet silent home. Flying and flying upward, I arrive at the soul world. How beautiful is this soul world? This is my true home. It is a world of infinite golden ray, divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. How beautiful is this my home? Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. I, the soul, is visualizing Baba's beautiful form and enjoying his beauty. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. I experience Baba as my whole world. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest father, Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is a son of knowledge. His unlimited source of spiritual energy. He's a tremendous source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of powerful rays over me constantly. I, the soul, is receiving and receiving tremendous power from the source of power. The battery of my soul is charging and charging. I am receiving constantly the shower of powers over me. I am enjoying spiritual sun bath. Oh, truly these are the golden moments of my life. I, the soul, is experiencing in the company of Baba. Company of God Himself. He is my best companion. I, the soul, returning from incorporeal world via subtle world towards the corporeal world and entering in this corporeal body and sitting in the center of my forehead. I am Master Almighty Soul, spreading the living waves of spiritual energy all around me in this atmosphere. My true existence in this world, it's just a point of divine light. Bhava is a supreme point of light. And I am his son as a point of light. I, the soul, is radiating pure vibrations in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere experiencing wonderful aura surrounding me. I am a living diamond spreading the rays of different powers all around me. Sparkling star, sparkling diamond is sparkling on my forehead.